Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maylov, here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habacker with us.
Good morning.
We have nothing but fun in store for you to kick off your Monday, everybody. We got a bunch of things lined up for you. In just a little bit, we get into our National Day of Calendar. A little after that, we're going to talk about should the Monday after the Super Bowl be a national holiday?
Okay.
Yes. Please. So I can't keep doing this. We've got that coming up. Got Super Bowl commercials to get to. We got to talk about that, of course. We got that coming up for you in a little bit. Also want to touch on a couple of other things. There is a new term, boyfriend heir.
Excuse me?
Yeah. We got to get into what that is. The best Valentine's Day movies, escape rooms, cooking classes, all kinds of stuff. We're going to take care of everybody that has no plans tomorrow. Take care of that for you. A bunch of other things, too. There's an interesting hack about eye drops want to get into as well. We got, of course, an 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. The 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with the kitchens open. Melissa and Beth's cooking show, looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Good stories. That ain't right stories. You know how this goes. We're going to have some fun this morning. It's going to be fun. We'll get into our schedule. And, of course, we have to talk about Stone Age gem minerals and more, this awesome giveaway that they are doing. I want to talk about that as well. Before all of that, though, let's do the important business. Catch up with everybody. Melissa, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. We had a fun weekend. We were going to clean out my car and try to sell it. And so we did that on Saturday. Listed it. It was sold in 58 minutes.
That's crazy. That's not right. Yeah. That's crazy.
Aaron posted it while we were at dinner. By the time we got home, someone was in our driveway.
Jeez. I mean, you know, it's one thing to just be able to get it out there and get it gone that quick. I'm sure it felt good overall, but it's also got to be a little like, I was going to say, I didn't think it might. I thought it might not. Yeah.
I mean, I was glad that it went that fast and it wasn't a big deal or anything, but yeah, it was a little bittersweet.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Good that it is, taken care of. That's certainly good. Mm-hmm. And good that I got your message here, too. I see that we're hearing an echo. I don't know why. Yes. We'll figure that out. Figure that out. I'm not seeing anything on my end, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Mainly because I don't think, I mean, it's hard enough to listen to me, but let alone in an echo, that sounds very annoying to me. That sounds rough. We'll figure that out, Melissa. Sorry about that. Thank you for joining us, though. Always good to hear from you. Glad you had a solid weekend.
Yeah.
Beth, how was yours?
It was good. I actually took vacation this weekend.
Yeah.
So I got the heck out of town.
How'd that go?
It went really well. We went down to Lake Mills to visit Seth's family and his sister's in a production in Watertown, a little thing called Love, and a whole group of the people that we met through the theater group that we were a part of were in this production, and they did a bang-up job. It was just a wonderful, hilarious show. We enjoyed it, and then we got to worship at the church that I served for 6 years down there, which we hadn't been back to in probably about 8 years, so walking in with a teenager and a 9-year-old kind of shocked some people.
I bet.
Because when we left, Aunt Roan wasn't even a year old yet.
Wow.
So he's now going to be 12 next week. So it's one of those, it was kind of a reminder of how long it's been since I was down there. But I had a wonderful opportunity to worship with my family, which I usually don't get to do because I'm the one leading worship.
Right.
And then just catching up with some dear friends that are down there. So, and then a beautiful trip back and came back and we had our own little Habacker Super Bowl party.
Nice.
So, yeah, I took notes. I've got my notes for all the commercials. I figured that's what my assignment was.
Yes. That is absolutely. If you don't care about the game, that is the next best thing you could do is cover the commercials.
There you go. Well, and I can actually talk about both because we watched the entire game.
Right on.
How was your weekend?
Good. It was solid. It was good. I got to... Been building a fish tank back, and I haven't had fish tank in a long time. So got that going finally where we got fish in there. That was really cool.
Wow.
And had a good time with that. Then did get to catch, we moved our class up yesterday. We've been doing this. Super Bowl Sunday is always one of our busiest days, mm-hmm. teaching-wise. Nobody wants to teach, so I always teach on that day. And we have, like, we're trying to rush the classes before the game begins. And mm-hmm. now that the NFL has kind of moved the game up a little
right.
bit with the 5:30 start time, we kind of crunches our class even more.
Mm-hmm.
So rushed through that, got that done, and was able to catch the game. I did miss the 13 hours of pregame coverage.
Yeah.
I missed that. I came into the game not knowing too much of what happened the week before mm-hmm. in episode, you know, the episode we of last week.
I did catch part of that, James. There were a lot of ugly suits.
But yeah, it seemed like it this week. Not as much style as usual this
no.
year. I don't know what that was about, but I agree with you, Melissa. Yeah, and caught the game, and it was great. Got to go watch the game with my oldest friend. We had a great time doing it. I do actually want to start talking right at start our show this week with the Super Bowl, sort of.
Okay.
We, of course, coming up in a little bit, will in the 9 o'clock hour have the kitchens open, Melissa and Beth's show, and
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you two for creating, especially Melissa. This is your baby, your creation, really, and mm-hmm. I appreciate you doing this, and also not doing one of these weird cooking show competition things. Because Chris and
You're welcome. We
get done watching the game and. And, you know, the tradition after the Super Bowl, whatever you're really putting a lot of your money, time, promoting into, you have that come up right after the Super Bowl. It's almost a guaranteed high viewership rating.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to leave their TVs on, leave their streaming on, whatever it is. And the next episode tends to do well ratings-wise. So if you're Fox, you're going to take this opportunity to, you know, do a show that you hope is going to do well, but you put a lot of time and money into. And that would be Next Level Chef. Chris and I were sitting there talking about the game, talking about the ending, like most people were.
Mm-hmm.
And this show was on for a good 15, 20 minutes while we were talking. And I'm out of the corner of my eye watching it going on and everything while talking to my best friend. And we're engaged in this. And at one point, we both just stop talking and look at the TV and like look at each other like, I don't know what this is. There's like 15,000 chefs at like three levels.
Mm-hmm.
The floors are falling. I think you have to do parkour and you got Gordon Ramsay yelling at you the whole time. while this is all going on, I don't think they really know what that show is about. I don't think there's I think they just threw a bunch of people together, a moving floor, a bunch of food, and Gordon Ramsay. Like, I don't think they know what that show is. I don't. I like our show a lot better. At least it makes sense. Our show makes sense, at least. Maybe not as much parkour. Maybe not. But still, I choose our show a little bit better. I don't know what that show was. That's not a good thing.
Mm-mm.
If I'm 10, 15 minutes into a show, and I can't tell what the object
right.
is or what the goal is, other than we've run out of ideas, people. We don't know what to do with our cooking shows anymore. We've done the whole mystery basket thing. We've done the, we're going to throw you in a supermarket and give you so much amount of time to grab everything mm-hmm. you can and run out. We've done all these things.
So now the floor is lava.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to cook.
Yes. we're going back to the idea. What were we? Hey, bring my 3-year-old in here. Maybe she's got some good ideas. What do you? Floor's lava? Hey, actually, that's not so bad.
Not only do we bake your food, we bake you.
yes. Best got the catchphrase. Actually, we shouldn't say this so loud. That'll be what they'll do next when this show fails. I don't know. I don't know what was going on with that those shows at all. I did find some things about the game interesting. Looking forward to getting into that during Playmakers today. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Get ready to call us up on the show. 424-2600 is how you'll do that from 10 to 11 today. We'll be having some fun. Of course, talking about the game, talking about the whole game, not just the ending of it, because
mm-hmm.
no game is ever decided by one play.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have some fun with that. Looking forward to it. We've also got some local stuff to cover. Our River Kings were in action this weekend. Want to talk about that. And as the NFL season ends, it means that for many of us, basketball, baseball begins. So yeah. Talk a little bit about that for people as well. We are this much closer to Rafters baseball, everyone. Oh, that much closer. Yay. So all that stuff's coming up for you. For now, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We can come back, take our time with our National Day of Calendar, and have some fun there. It's the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. It's time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 13th, 2023. It is Random Acts of Kindness Week from yesterday until February 19th. It's a very good one.
That should be every week.
Yeah, really should. Really should. I don't think many people would fight you on that one. International Flirting Week.
Do they give classes?
This is the week to work. You want to practice with the eyebrows. It's okay. All in the eyebrows. Gotcha. Everything's in the eyebrow. And I have no idea what I'm talking about. I am the worst flirter in human history. I am horrible. I like to flirt with you. Where are you going? Why are you running from me?
I think men need to give women tips on what constitutes flirting, because when I flirted with Seth to let him know I was interested, he had no clue. Completely clueless. So either I'm really bad or he is really not perceptive.
I used to think it was that I'm really solid at reading people, except for if it's a woman that's interested in me. Then I have absolutely no skills whatsoever. I'm actually negative when it comes to that. I thought that was just me. Most men I know have no clue. No clue whatsoever when a woman likes them. I always thought it was just me until I actually started talking to guys about this and everything. Yeah, most guys have no clue. And the guys that think they know are usually way off. Way off. You know. And this is the thing, and just especially as we're getting ready for Valentine's here and everything. Like, if you're a girl and if you're a woman, you're really interested in the guy, don't waste time. Just tell them, because they don't know. No matter how much you think, no matter how much you have laid it out there. And like, even if you're in your older ages, you're not in school anymore, and you still write them a note, do you like me? Like, even like things like that, they have no clue. None. It is Madly in Love with Me Day.
Aww.
Let me see here what
Madly
that one
in love
means.
With me.
Yeah, that. The picture seems misleading, but maybe not. Ladies everywhere, on the day before you, lavish the significant other in your life with all your love. Step back and prepare by focusing as much attention on yourself.
Interesting.
Yes, you deserve every bit as much of love as does the object of your affection. This is the concept behind Madly in Love with Me Day. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women are very insecure, and they have trouble talking to themselves in a kind or positive manner. Often we say, would you tell your best friend what you're telling yourself? So this is a wonderful day to talk to yourself as if you're your best friend and really build yourself up.
It seems like, too, it would have a roundabout effect, too, women, the way women treat women. I'm not saying that it definitely would or anything, but you would like to think that maybe it would. If women themselves are feeling a little stronger and better about themselves, maybe they treat each other a little bit better. That is just in my mind just from having a conversation with my sister and my mom this weekend. That's a good one, though. I like that one. And it's never a bad idea. You can't pour from an empty cup. You know,
right.
If you're not doing good on yourself and taking care of yourself, you can't love on anybody else.
Well, and it's so ingrained in us to compare ourselves with each other. And instead of seeing us for the unique person that we are and appreciating the uniqueness that we bring.
Yeah, because everybody does. Every single person does bring something to the full. Employee Legal Awareness Day. This one's not important around here. Nobody look into it. Just keep going. Just keep moving. No. Yeah, it's a very important day. Employees, I would say on this day in 2023, more than any other day previously before it, employees have more power than they ever have, more control. Now, I wish I meant that in the sense of like legally and a lot of those things and the way companies back their employees and that kind of stuff. But I mean more so as, oh, you're not going to treat me well. You're not going to pay me well. Well, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm moving on. I'm going to do something else. Or maybe I'll go into business by myself and everything. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of these conglomerates, a lot of these companies doing that heavy lifting. People have done heavy lifting. National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Okay.
Well, I think this kicks back to days when we had towers.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard to open up your laptop.
A little bit difficult.
Clean it out.
Probably not recommended.
Yeah.
Melissa hit it on the head right there. But not recommended.
Well, and this is literally dusting it, making sure that it's clean rather than going into your files and cleaning things out to make sure that you don't have files that you don't need anymore.
Yeah. I don't think that that's ever a bad idea.
No.
Cleaning out your computer. Yeah, that's not bad. National Tortellini Day.
Ooh.
Ah, what a great noodle. Tortellini. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. National Get a Different Name Day. Okay.
Okay.
Life is a series of adventures and changes. Sometimes the name we were given when we were born isn't the name that really suits us as we move on down the path of our lives. Getting a different name has its heritage in culture throughout the world. In fact, in certain places, it is customary to take a new name on momentous occasions in life.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of interesting that we don't really choose our name. It is kind of interesting. I mean, it is also understandable. You don't want 2 or 3 year olds picking out their name. We'd all be named like Superman and Super, things like that. It'd be a very different
dog.
World.
Yeah.
Dog. Actually, I take it back. Maybe we should be named that way. Maybe we should. What did you name yourself when you were 3? That's your name. That's what you're stuck with. I don't know. I'm more thinking about it. I actually think we do this whole thing wrong.
Yeah.
Why do parents get to choose it? Maybe let your 3-year-old. That's a good one. I don't know if I've ever really felt like I fit my name, like I'm a James, but I've learned to grow into my name and love my name.
I actually did the change your name thing when I was a kid, just because my parents gave me a long name and they used the nickname of my middle name, which always confused teachers when I would walk in and they'd give me go by my given name and try to figure out how I got. I was named after my grandmother and my grandfather died, and so since our names were the same, I decided to switch my nickname, and I would not answer. So my given name is Dorothy, but I go by Beth.
Hmm.
Not confusing at all, right?
No, for
2 years in elementary school after my grandfather died, I tried to go by Dottie, and it got to the point where I would not answer people unless they called me Dottie.
Oh.
And after 2 years, I realized I'm not a Dottie. I'm not.
Yeah.
I am a Beth. So I tried to go back, and I confused people. So I still have people calling me Dottie Beth. They figure that way they have their bases covered.
I can see that. I definitely can see that. It seems a lot of people like to do it. It seemed a little bit more popular or a little more common back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my papa yesterday. It was his birthday, and he was telling me who he was rooting for, and he was rooting for the Chiefs because his best friend growing up was a diehard Kansas City fan from Kansas City and all that.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend, he found out after knowing him for 20-some years, his real name wasn't Andy. That was his middle name.
Yep.
That he went by and everything.
Yeah.
And so we were just talking about that, so it's just funny to have this come up.
It's a very Southern thing.
Yeah, I could see that. It is National Apology Day. Stolen Generations refers to the children of the Apologian and Torres Strait Islander tribes who were forcibly removed from their families by colonial governments, causing trauma throughout generations. It is estimated that between 10% and 33% of indigenous children between 1910 and 1970 suffered significant trauma and abuse. On this day in 1997, Prime Minister John Howard refused to take the recommendation of many members of Parliament, and he would not apologize to the Stolen Generations on behalf of the previous government of Australia. A year later, the first National Sorry Day was held on March 26, 1998, in protest of the government's unwillingness to apologize. Prime Minister Howard eventually conceded to a motion of reconciliation in 1999, which many Australians believe fell short. This is an important one, like, world-wise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it hits pretty close to home, I would think.
Well, our country did something very similar.
Yeah.
And we found mass graves at schools, and it's just, it's horrendous that ever happened.
Wasn't too long ago.
That's happening in Canada right now.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it wasn't too long ago we had stories coming out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
This is where your love is truly tested. Do you love your country? Mm-hmm. Because if you love your country, you can hold it accountable right. and still love your country just as much as you did before you mm-hmm. knew this information. Mm-hmm. That there's nothing wrong with that. No country in the world is perfect. Every one of them's got something on their hands. The more you own these things, the more I think that you find that you what true patriotism is,
mm-hmm.
not just propaganda patriotism, what it really means to love your country. Very similar to what it truly means to love a relative or a significant other or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to love somebody when things are good. How do you love them when you are tested?
Right.
That is when true love. That's how you really know what love is. Galentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
In an effort to make the most of female friendships instead of setting them aside when a romantic partner comes along, Galentine's Day was established. One fun fact about the way Galentine's Day started is it was created by a fictional character, one of the greatest characters of all time, Leslie Knope, played by one of the greatest American actresses of all time, and Amy Poehler. I don't know why I said American actresses, just actresses. I don't know why I said American. Leslie Knope came from the Parks and Recreation show. It started the day in season 2 in the episode Galentine's Day. And it's so funny to think of, but it's very, very, very similar to in Seinfeld. With
Festivus?
Yeah, Festivus. you couldn't, as a writer of a show, you couldn't go out and plan on something like this, but how cool that's got to be to have something like that grow and happen. Like
take off and become such a big deal.
It's pretty interesting, yeah. And it is a good one.
So does this make it Bromance Day, too?
Yes. Well, we tried to get that one started, but we couldn't get over it. and too many guys are busy with National Football Hangover Day. National Football Hangover Day. Yes, hosted the day after the Super Bowl. Originally enjoyed by mostly just football fans, the annual event has grown to become an iconic cultural event in the U.S., complete with gatherings, big screen televisions, and for a lucky few, tickets to attend the Super Bowl, but, you know, what you do afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking a little bit about that stuff a little bit later. International Natural Day.
Oh.
Always sometimes referred to as International Day of Self-Love. It's a day for a journey of self-acceptance, self-love, and those kind of things.
Very nice.
Seeing a lot of that stuff, more and more of that stuff before Valentine's mm-hmm. Day as we go forward here. It's International Condom Day. Very important one. Very, very yep. important one. Mm-hmm. National Kiss Day. That's a good one.
Aww.
Kisses are great.
Yeah.
Express affection for one you love by giving them a kiss. Whether it's I want to see something. Is there a history? Yeah. Kissing seems to have a long history that dates back to at least some thousands of years. The earliest reference to behavior that is at least something like kissing comes from Sanskrit scriptures called the Vedas, which dates back to at least 1500 BC. Ancient poetry also contains references to kissing. As part of the celebration of the week prior to the most romantic day of the year, which is Valentine's Day, Kiss Day was established to remind lovers that any day is a good day to offer up a pucker up and for a kiss. Okay. I was hoping for a little bit more history on it. Mm. I thought there'd be a little bit more to it than that. All right. Kissing is great.
Yeah.
Kissing is also one of the greatest ways to tell how somebody really, if they're really mad at you or how they really feel about you. Really, it's one of those ones, you can fake a lot of things. I don't think you can genuinely fake a kiss completely. There's a reason why actors fake kiss on stage and they hide from the audience.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, no matter, I've heard like some of the, like guys like Tom Hanks and some people that nobody's going to question their acting talents and everything. And they talk about kissing and they become 13 years old. And yeah, we didn't. Tom Hanks talks about this with his, who would end up his wife in Punchline and stuff, and how it was with her. And how he they had to fake it, even though they liked each other and everything. Mm-hmm. They had to fake these things. Like, you can't. Kissing's one of those things.
Yeah.
You know? National Cheddar Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Cheddar's good for those that can have it.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
And it is World Radio Day.
Yay!
Rejoice. Sunday. The world used to be much bigger place, at least when you consider the difficulty involved with transmitting information place to place. In the beginning, we simply had to talk really loud. No, wait, walk and talk in one another direction. But the radio was invented, and suddenly transmitting ideas hundreds of miles became a relatively trivial matter. The world became connected, and it would never be the same. Let's celebrate the history of radio and the interconnectedness it brings to us all. Radio waves were originally discovered by one Henrik Hertz, following on the heels of his discovery of electromagnetic radiation. Radio waves operate at a frequency of 30 hertz and 300 gigahertz. You know you invented something amazing when the way we call it, you know, what we call it is your last name.
Right.
That's incredible. These waves are generated by a device called a transmitter. You know this if you listen to WFHR because it's usually why you can't hear us. It's usually some animal in there. And poor Chuck's got to run out there or something like that. Transmitter is connected to the antennas, which allow the radio waves to radiate. Finally, these waves are received by a radio receiver that is attached to another system of antennas. While experiments were performed in using Hertz's discovery to transmit information, it wasn't until 1890 that the word radio was first applied, when the radio conductor was invented by French physician Edward Branly. Previously to this, all forms of communication using this discovery was known as wireless communication. How funny that term is that it has come back now.
Yep.
But eventually, radio spread across the world and became the go-to term. It's a little like how, you don't appreciate things when you're young until you're old and you don't have as much time.
Right.
Invention is this way. One of the beauties of invention is that, oh, this is amazing, this invention we have. And right. Then growing from that the very next day and be like, okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
We did this with radio as we moved on to TV and moved on to other things, but never take lightly the power of radio and how amazing it is.
Mm-hmm.
It faded, and it has faded quite a bit over the years, but we found just a couple of years ago during the pandemic the importance of radio, how important it still is, how much of a factor it still plays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen to radio in the next 20 years, but I know that it'll have a place. I believe it'll still be in some form or another around. I really think that certain things we've learned. Radio's got a place in society going forward. It still does.
Yeah.
And I think that that's one of the more beautiful and romantic things that still exists, you know, that it still does have its place.
Mm-hmm.
That the invention of radio is still mind-boggling when you think about it. And what radio waves are and all this stuff that we cannot see, and that you can hear me rambling about what is exactly going on right now with those radio waves. Like, it's impressive. It's incredible. And we keep moving in life because time only goes forward. And it's not a bad thing, but it's not so bad every once in a while to just kind of sit back and be like, my God, what an invention radio is, or mm-hmm. this is, or that is. It's kind of cool. We will take a break from this great invention, and we will come back and we'll get into, should the Super Bowl, the day after the Super Bowl, be a day off? We're going to talk about that when we come back after Melissa's news here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. We hope you're having a good start to your Monday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Melissa, Beth, James, here with you.
We're not scared to lose it all. Security cut through the wall. Future dreams we have to realize.
Let's go ahead and dive into an interesting one here. Should any of us be here today? Should any of us be here? Should we all
you mean
just
be alive?
Yeah, well, that's the good way.
Is that an existential question
to
you're
be
asking?
Fair, you know, I did kind of leave that open there. Yeah,
just got dark.
It just flipped real quick. The Super Bowl, just happened, of course, yesterday and everything. Most people starting up today, a little similar to how my voice is, kind of rough.
Mm.
Kind of rough, and that's understandable. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't have an event where literally billions of people are watching and not have the next day be a little bit, you know, kind of rugged to get a start going. It's mm-hmm. a little similar to coming out of a holiday.
Right.
And that kind of brings us to this topic that comes up every year right around this time. The idea that everyone is tired and hungover, millions of Americans call in sick anyway, so why not lean into it? Studies have found, as far as if the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday, studies have found it's one of the most unproductive work days of the year. Hmm. Some areas of the country have already taken matters into their own hands. A New Jersey school district near Philadelphia is starting class 2 hours late today.
They're doing that in Philadelphia as well. My cousin teaches in the Philadelphia school system, and it's a two-hour delay because of the Super Bowl.
Okay. The superintendent sent a text to parents, quote, "We feel that it's important to give students and staff the opportunity to enjoy the game with their families and still attend school and work the next day safely and well-rested." Meanwhile, two politicians in Tennessee just introduced a bill last Wednesday to make it a state holiday instead of Columbus Day. They changed course on Friday. They now want to keep Columbus Day and just add Super Bowl Monday. It's not clear what its chances are of passing. Who knows if it'll pass or not. Mm-hmm. I kind of find that part to be, secondary. And I will say right out of the way, because I have to get this out of my system, it would be nice to see them focus on a lot more important issues than this. But that's kind of, I would hope that that goes without saying. Mm-hmm. I would hope that we would all kind of agree to that right away going into this conversation. So just looking at it as on its surface, I always feel like you're doing a better job when you lean into things, when you own things, as opposed to kind of pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That doesn't do anybody any good. We know about the guy behind the curtain. You know, I don't think that does any good. We all know this day tends to not be as productive. Now, whether you agree with that or not, whether you care about football or not, that's kind of secondary. It's kind of not about just the individual. It's kind of about us as a society. And society-wise, we've all agreed we're going to watch this game. We're going to be less productive on Monday. I don't see the harm in necessarily doing that. We're in the beginning of a new year. Coming out of the holiday gamut that is going back to Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that stuff. We've got January where it's kind of like our break, and you got to get right back into the swing of things and all that. Maybe a day in February that is kind of a given that it's going to be off wouldn't be so bad. Here's the big catch. The NFL keeps pushing this thing back.
Yeah.
Like when we were kids, it was in January, like at the beginning of January. First week of January usually was the Super Bowl or whatever it felt like. It's already been pushed back to the second week of February. Where do you think? Do you think the NFL has enough self realization to say, okay, this is the golden goose. We don't want to kill it. We're just going to keep it a 17-week season, and we're not going to extend the playoffs or any of these things. Does anybody raise your hand? Because I got a bridge I'd love to sell you in San Francisco, and I got some property on the moon that I think you'd really like. I think you're rich. I think I get interest in you. So the idea of doing this is almost ridiculous, because as soon as Congress actually gets something passed or whatever, which we all know will take forever, the NFL is just going to have an 18-week season or a 19-week season or something like that. So then they'll just have to move the day again, and we'll have to have more. It just seems silly. What I like the idea of is individuals taking this on. That school district doing that. I think if your city hosts the Super Bowl, I think it's not a bad idea. If your teams are in the Super Bowl, it's not a bad idea. Why does the NFL just get to make money off of PR? Imagine how great those schools those students feel about their school that they're doing something like that. I imagine that there are parents that are going to push back. Education should come first. Of course it should. Of course it should. That's where you as a parent can take on that day and say, "Oh, you have to go in 2 hours early. That's really cool, Timmy. That's great. We're going to go over your homework." I mean, you can take this on as a parent and make use of that time. Why does it always have to be on the school board or on the school to be doing these things?
Right.
As a parent taking on some of this stuff. And I'm not saying that lightly. I know a lot is already on parents. A lot are on teachers, too. A lot are on school districts, too. I mean, everybody's got to carry some of this weight here.
My question is, they've moved up the time for kickoff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Up to 5:30, because it didn't used to start till like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it was a 7 o'clock start and you were going to like 11 o'clock midnight with the Super Bowl, then I understand. Yeah, that's when it should have been a national holiday and school delays and things like that. But it's early enough.
Yeah.
You know, at least, well, for us it was 5:30 in out east where the Eagles are from.
Good point.
It was 6:30, so yeah, it was a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But still, if you know that you've got to get up, yeah, you may miss something, or you go to bed like right after that last play. You know who the winner is. Do you really need to see the trophy being handed off? Do you really need to see all of those interviews? If you know you have to work the next morning, you know, record that. That's stuff that's not really gonna, you'll still be able to talk about the game.
Right, right. Very true, very true.
That's true. The pushback is if you've got a party at your house, just kick everybody out. All right, guys, bedtime.
I love that. Like, literally, the whistle goes, like, the last second ticks off. And they, all right, everybody, up, up, up. That's great.
Unless you let them know that in advance. Okay, here's the party. We start at this time, and we go till the last play.
And you're out.
And then you're gone.
Boy, James is really, he keeps bringing that up. I wonder how serious. And we're done, everybody. We're done. They were like,
no Midwestern goodbyes. Yes. Nope. Get out.
Yep.
You're handing people their shoes. I gotta go. I gotta work. I got a morning show to do in the morning. What do you think is the likelihood of this actually happening? I'll go down the line here. Beth, what do you think the likelihood of this is happening, actually?
I don't know. I mean, I like the concept of replacing Columbus Day because of what Columbus Day is, but I also don't, because that's also now Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right.
I don't want to step on that. So adding another holiday, especially, you know, in February, yeah, who doesn't want a day off? We're still kind of in the darker time of year. We're just moving into spring, so having a day to just kind of reset, you know, think of it as an adult spring break.
Yeah.
We don't get those anymore.
Very true. Melissa?
Yeah, and I think that having a Monday off, in like you said, in February, where there's not a whole lot of other holidays, well, there's none that you get a day off.
Right, right.
Valentine's Day isn't a day off. So having an extra Monday off is a good idea.
Yeah.
Even for non-football fans.
I think actually, I would think, to me, the people that would enjoy it the most are non-football fans. You're not hungover. You're
right.
You're getting an easy day, you know,
yep.
Just a free day here.
You get some things done today.
You're well rested. You're ready to do some things. Yeah.
I mean, all the things to me, like, it definitely seems like it leans more towards it'd be a good thing than not.
Right.
It seems like the percentages and everything, it seems like it has more pluses than negatives.
Yep.
Therefore, it will not happen. Therefore, our government will not happen.
Well,
it makes too much sense.
Well, like you said, too, there's a lot more important things that need to be working on than
right.
a holiday.
Yeah. Well, Mondays are my day off anyway, so I get the Monday off. But then what do? I get up and I come in here.
Right. So. See, you're not doing this right, Beth. You're not doing this. I would like to see childcare and quite a few other subjects addressed before, you know, having a Monday off the Super Bowl. But I do think that it's going to be interesting to see as we go more and more and we talk more and more about mental health and the importance of that, things like this going into play.
Well, and I would like to see us talk more about how the fact that the day after the Super Bowl is one of the worst days for domestic abuse, you know, because of the reactions of people with the teams and things like that.
Yep.
It's up there, and there's sex trafficking that's high during the Super Bowl. Those are the things that we need to be talking about.
Yeah, agreed. 100% agreed. When we come back, we're going to talk about this new term, boyfriend air. I don't know what that is. I purposely have not looked into that.
Is it a new shoe?
Yeah, Mel. Nicely done. Yeah. But they've run out of every shoe idea. Now, Mike, check out the new Air Jordans, boyfriend air. It'll take out the garbage for you.
If only.
Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Be sure to stick around, everybody. After CBS News is done, we'll get a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, usually a Paul Trombley joining us. Looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. And after we're done talking to Paul and getting you an update on Mother Nature, we are going to get into Super Bowl commercials. We'll dive into that. I want to be able to take our time with it. We'll have a little longer in that opening segment, so we'll get into that then. For right now, boyfriend air.
boyfriend hair.
The new cologne from Fabergé. No, I don't know. Is Fabergé even around anymore? I don't know. That's a really old reference. Here's something special guys can do for Valentine's Day. Go buy an air freshener. TikTok is obsessed with a new term right now called boyfriend air, but it's not just about smelling bad. Women are claiming the air in their boyfriend's apartments is so gross it can mess with their hair and even make and their makeup. One woman who stayed with her boyfriend recently said she'd shower at night but feel gross in the morning anyway. Her hair was greasy and her makeup was easily running off. A bunch of other women claim it's a real thing, too. Videos about it have now racked up over 20 million views. So is it actually possible for air in a guy's apartment to be that gross? We haven't seen a definitive answer yet, but there's another theory. Some people don't think the air is causing the issues at all. It's just that guys don't wash their sheets enough. And so it has all to do with that.
Okay.
That seems far more likely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know. I'm backing off of this one, actually. I'd much rather hear what you guys have to say on this one.
Everybody has their own definite smell.
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things when I deal with members who have lost spouses, mm-hmm. it's the scent. Like they'll not want to wash certain things because it still has the odor and that scent of their significant other. So boyfriend air could be a great thing if it's something that's a pleasant memory. But if it's something that's causing you to feel gross, then maybe there's time for a conversation.
I would hope so. I mean, I can't speak for other guys, but if I was one of these guys, I would want to know right away, like instantly. Like it's a little similar to having something in between your, you know, in your teeth. You want to know right away. Like, it might be embarrassing, it might be rough, yeah, but rip the Band-Aid off and tell me because I don't want to be walking around with spinach in my teeth. I don't think most guys want to smell bad for one or want their girlfriend or whatever to not come over because of that. I would think.
Or when they show up, they bring their own sheets. I mean, that's a little passive aggressive, but.
It brings the point home.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it takes.
Can you imagine being the boyfriend?
If they don't have laundry facility.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being the boyfriend who finds out from TikTok that your girlfriend feels this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Beth, you hit on something right away that I think is noteworthy, too. We all have our own smell. Mm-hmm. We tend to not notice that smell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody asks you what you smell like, how would you answer that? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, people? I don't know.
I smell like human.
Yes. Like, how do you like my cologne? Human.
just me.
Yeah. I would think that most people, when it comes to this man, woman, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, would want to know about this stuff. And I think that this is one of those things where it can be a two-way street. You know, you've been dating a while or anything, and the place still smells bad and you don't like it. It's on the person who is not taking care of the apartment, yes, and that. But I also think that you probably should have said something. Mm-hmm. Like, after a little while, I mean, it's you kind of, the onus doesn't fall on you, but I do feel like you should say something.
And I think they're starting to touch on this in schools, in the elementary school, with health classes, because my boys are like, Mom, we shed a lot of dead skin cells when we sleep. Oh, we need to change the sheets. We need to make sure that we're changing this and that. And I'm like, okay, at least we're learning personal hygiene. That's a great thing.
Few things rock our world like when we're that young and we're finding out about, wait, we lose skin?
Yeah.
It is. What do you mean we have little bugs in our eyebrows or under our fingernails or some of these things that we learn in like science or whatever at a young age that just blow your mind? I remember like being like kind of pushing back and like, no way. Really? Wait, what? Some of that stuff is pretty fascinating. Pretty interesting to learn.
Well, and as adults, we don't always think about those things and think about telling kids those things. That's why they need growth and development classes in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that honestly, and I don't mean like in 4K, obviously, but I think that when you can get on those things earlier, and you have a lot more understanding, a lot less fear of mm-hmm. that stuff, and you can go so much farther with it.
Right.
Kids are way more smarter than we realize. They know way more than we realize. And oftentimes, when you're trying to, quote unquote, protect your kids or keep your kids kids, you're not really doing that. Mm-mm. You're really kind of like they're having even more worries or more tension in their head because they don't have answers. They just have theories or thoughts.
Well, and that's
or
the
they're
thing.
Learning it from peers, right? Yeah, instead of from people who know.
And how, you know, when we were kids, we were always told knowledge is power. And there is truth to that. The more that you can understand why something happens, the better you can handle it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So true. Our good friends over at Stone Age Gem Mineral and More have an opal giveaway they're giving away. let me do that over again. Not just an opal ring giveaway. This is an Ethiopian opal ring. It's custom made. It's one of a kind. It can be resized and purposely made just for you, which is actually perfect for this giveaway because we're all about you. We're all about the originalness of you and how you met your other. That's what we're looking at here. So what you want to do to win this beautiful original ring, go to WFHR's Facebook page or go to Stone Age Gem and Minerals and More. And all you got to do is just on the page, leave how you met your significant other. We just want to hear that story. The winner will be chosen by Travis, the owner, for best story. The winner will be contacted via Facebook and announced on air right here this Wednesday. So that should be fun.
Yeah, and if you don't have a significant other, but you know of somebody's story that you think would make a great one, let them know.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. There's, I know in my family, my Nana Papa or my mom and dad, they both have great stories. There's so many good love stories out there. Oftentimes, I think that, you know, especially couples that have been together for a long time, and you've, how many times have you told that story of how you met and everything? And so to you, it might seem a little old or blasé. But I guarantee that it's probably got some originality and some romantic parts of it.
Yeah.
It's oftentimes, too, the people that think that they have the least romantic, you know, meeting actually had one of the more romantic meetups and everything.
Yeah.
But your story is original. We want you to share that story. Spread the love. Get it out there. Let's have some fun with this. You, again, go to Stone Age Gem Minerals and More on your Facebook page, or just go to the WFHR Facebook page and let us know how you met your significant other, and you may win this Ethiopian opal ring, custom made by our great friends at Stone Age Gem Minerals and More. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun. It's the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.